It was a hard-fought series, and in the end the Terrace River Kings took the CIHL championship in overtime Sunday afternoon March 17 on the road in Williams Lake. The best of three series began in Terrace March 9, with the River Kings taking the first win by a score of 3-2. Saturday night March 16 in Williams Lake was a barn burner with the Stampeders battling back for a 2-1 win in front of a full house. The first two periods of the March 17 Game 3 were all River Kings, with a 3-0 score going into the third. But the Stamps rallied back, notching three goals to tie the game and send it into overtime. With 7 minutes left on the clock in the extra frame, following solid chances from both teams, Stephen Cullis won the draw, got a shot on net and Chapin LeBlond got the rebound for a Kings 4-3 in overtime. The win brought the Kings another CIHL banner and a trip back home with the Cameron Kerr Cup. River Kings coach Derek Jurista said it was a great series. "It's probably the best hockey we've played all year. Williams Lake is a great team, they're coached by good guys and it's a battle and we look forward to seeing them in the Koi Cup. Next up is the Koi Cup. While the BC Senior A Championship normally features the host team, an at-large team and the winners of the CIHL and the North Peace Hockey League, the North Peace representative is not able to attend this year. It means both the CIHL finalists were invited to the tournament which will be held in Powell River at the end of the month." Jurista said the River Kings were playing to win the cup to honor their former River Kings teammate Cam Kerr, who was struck and killed in a hit and run November 18, 2018 as he walked along Highway 16 near Terrace. The case remains unsolved. Kerr was a sheet metal worker by trade, but he was also a former player for the Terrace River Kings and an avid outdoorsman who loved paddling, hunting and fishing and was known for being kind and compassionate. "We wanted to win it for him and that was our motivation to win this trophy," he said. "It can't put it into words. It feels awesome."